As the fighting continues in Gaza, yesterday at the United Nations Human Rights Council, Ireland abstained from a vote proposing an investigation into possible war crimes in the area. Navi Pillay, the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, said yesterday, "There seems to be a strong possibility that international law has been violated in a manner that could amount to war crimes. So why would Ireland abstain from a vote to inquire into potential war crimes?" The Irish Ambassador to the UN, Patricia O'Brien, said yesterday, "The motion proposing an inquiry was, quote, unbalanced, inaccurate and prejudges the outcome of the investigation by making legal statements." She went on to say that it also failed to condemn explicitly the indiscriminate firing of rockets into Israeli civilian areas. Fianna Fáil Senator Avril Power isn't happy. Good morning.
Morning.
You've described the abstention as utterly shameful. What's shameful about calling for balance when you're possibly investigating war crimes?
Because the Irish government should have used its voice to stand up for the people of Palestine, where 150 children have been killed by Israel over the last 2 weeks. We've had a situation where Israel, in its campaign against the entire Palestinian population of Gaza, has killed 650 people, most of whom are civilians. Where, on the other hand, Hamas, and I condemn the actions of Hamas in sending out rockets, has killed two civilians. And I think an attempt to portray the impact of both Israel and Hamas as being equal, I think is wrong. I think it gives cover to what Israel is doing. And yet, the UN Commissioner for Human Rights, in speaking on the motion, was critical of both Israel and Hamas, but reserved the vast bulk of her speech for Israel because of what Israel is doing. She criticised them for targeting hospitals, for killing two people in wheelchairs in a centre for the disabled, for killing four children on the beach with targeted airstrikes, and for killing another three children the next day with drone strikes on their house. So that's what Israel is doing.
But how can a body
is reluctant to call them out on that. That is a war crime.
But how can a body like this, like the United Nations Human Rights Council, ignore one element of this and entirely look at it from one particular angle?
They weren't ignoring one element. As I said, the Commissioner for Human Rights criticised both. But the reason why the motion is targeted at Israel is because Israel has killed more than 300 times as many Palestinians over the last few weeks.
The High Commissioner said, in fact, that some of the activities of Hamas could also be considered war crimes. Yeah. So why then
not
be examined?
And I agree with that. But obviously where you have 650 dead Palestinians shows a mass orchestrated campaign by the Israeli government against Palestinian civilians, including children. And it's the scale of that violence that means that the UN should target the bulk of their energies on stopping Israel's campaign on terror.
I'm just failing to figure out why you should ignore one war crime over another.
They're not ignoring one over the other. The Human Rights Commissioner criticised both. But the reason why the motion was specifically targeted at Israel is because, as I said, Hamas has killed two civilians, Israel has killed 650. It has used weapons which are designed to target entire areas, not individuals. And the Commissioner also made it very clear in her speech that while Israel has a right to defend itself, and of course it does, and I accept Israel's right to defend itself, response to any threat must be proportionate, must be targeted against the people who are actually threatening it, and must also involve safeguards for civilians. Israel is not doing that, and under international law, that is the definition of a war crime. Where a military campaign is directed at a civilian population, that's a war crime.
Ireland wasn't the only country to abstain. They did so in line with other European Union members. What do you have to say about that?
I think some of the countries that have abstained aren't too surprising. They've traditionally will be seen as pro-Israel. I think the difference with Ireland's abstention is that traditionally we have always stood up for the Palestinian people. We've always been clear and unequivocal in our condemnation of Israel's ongoing illegal occupation of Palestine, which is against dozens of UN motions. I am against their blockade of Gaza. I was in Gaza myself last year. I saw the impact of Israel has basically built a huge barrier around all of Gaza so that people can't get in or out. And within that, people don't have access to clean water. They can't farm their own land.
And
they can't
fish. All been well
They're
documented. But within that,
camp.
You have Hamas and other militant groups who are firing out rockets, not just homemade amateur type rockets, but also highly sophisticated weaponry as well, with long range into Israel, almost striking the main airport in Tel Aviv. You cannot ignore that. surely.
Absolutely not. And I, as I've stressed...
Did you criticise the government for abstaining on what they see as an imperfect
because
motion?
Because the government... No, the government should have... If the government wanted to also draw attention to Hamas's actions, the government should have supported the motion so that inquiry can take place into the scale of Israel's war crimes in Gaza. It could then have used its speech, our ambassador's speech, to also criticise Hamas. But to equate the two, as Desmond Tutu has said, if you're neutral in situations of injustice, you've chosen the side of the oppressor. And if Ireland has now changed its foreign policy...
But Ireland has not done that, Eivor Power, because the ambassador quite clearly criticised both sides in her address.
In refusing to vote with the bulk of international opinion, which is that what Israel has done deserves to be investigated, that targeting disabled people
deserves to be investigated. It seems to me you're criticising the government for not going with the flow as opposed to insisting that a motion should be more thorough.
No, they. When it came down to it, they had a decision to vote for the motion or to not. As I said, they could have added extra reservations on top of that, but I don't accept that they should have voted against the motion. And I think it's in stark contrast to the position that the Irish government took during Israel's assault on Gaza in 2009, when we had no qualms in being critical of Israel for what it was doing. We didn't feel the need to qualify every sentence by talking about Israel's right to self-defence, because the right to self-defence does not cover killing children.
What's changed?
Government policy has clearly changed, and I think that's wrong. And I think it's out of touch with the fact that the vast majority of Irish people are horrified by what's going on. They accept that Israel has a right to defend herself, but they don't think it's right that means torturing children, murdering children in open air. The children that were killed on the beach last week, according to the UN Commissioner for Human Rights, were targeted. The children that were killed on the roof of their house was by a drone attack. This is incredibly sophisticated military technology that's designed to pinpoint targets and kill them. And that technology is being used against children. In that situation, there's nothing for us to be neutral about.
This has happened. It's done. So what can the government do to rectify it, as you see it?
I think the government needs to start speaking out about the injustice that's taking place against the Palestinian people.
But you did that yesterday. Causes, the ambassador raised those issues yesterday.
About the root causes of this conflict and putting pressure on Israel and also on the US as a country that has a lot of influence on Israel to end its blockade of Gaza. And I also think the European Union needs to stand out much more stronger. I was disappointed with the overall European position. If you contrast that with Europe's attitude to Ukraine, where they've had no hesitation in imposing sanctions on the Russians for what they're doing in Ukraine, and compare that to Gaza, where we've this bland non-position as a continent, it's wrong. It shows just a moral ambivalence that we've seen elsewhere in the world and other places before, like Europe's reaction to Bosnia and our refusal to actually get involved and to stand up with the Bosnian people when it mattered. We are deeply ashamed of that now when we look back in our history. But now, as things stand in Gaza, we have a chance to act and we should.
All right, Fianna Fáil, Senator Eivor Power, thank you for that. We should say we did ask the Minister for Foreign Affairs, Charlie Flanagan, to speak to us this morning, but he wasn't available.